countless bucks have trod, a curse in bourbon whiskey, and the day that I was born. From early life, late at night, and never saw.
Greetings, I'm Cheryl Ronk, host of the show, and you're listening to Association Impact on the Michigan Business Network. I appreciate you staying with us. We've been learning a lot from David Akers, CEO and founder of Collaborant Group. And we were just talking about this new platform and the three different categories. So the first is the programs that Collaborant brings to the platform. And those are entities that offer business products that almost any entity would use. And then you talked about adding programs and services that the association has in their inventory so that there's one-stop shopping for those clients, those customers that have been endorsed by the organization. And then the third, you're right, is the neatest and is probably the most unique because right now what many associations have is what's called the buyer's guide. And in essence, when you're looking for someone, we'll give you the list. So let's talk a little bit more about what you see with that member-to-member purchasing.
Sure. So the basic, now, and Cheryl, when we think about member-to-member, and I love the terminology, right? So what we offer and what most associations offer are business-to-business or B2B.
Right.
What the marketplace that MSAE is bringing to their members, and what you're bringing to your members offers is M-to-M, member-to-member.
Yep.
And it's a strategic question. For your members, it's a strategic question of what value do I want, additional and unique value, do I want to be able to offer my members, and how do I want to be able to offer that? Is it, for example, is one of your members going to make the member-to-member capability available to all of their members or only to a certain level of member? Are they going to charge for it or make it part of just the general member benefit package that's available to their members? There's a strategic question, and what we've found, it's very interesting, is that we've come across many associations who have this objective in their strategic plan, you know, in their three-year or five-year strategic plan, to facilitate their members doing business with each other, but they don't really have a way to do it beyond, as you mentioned, Cheryl, the buyers.
Right. That's usually what
and
we
so
all
now
do.
What we're saying is, hey, we're bringing to you the ability to facilitate and foster business.
Uh-huh.
Between your own membership, and it really opens the door to some very interesting strategic conversations about, okay, now that I can make member-to-member transactions available, how do I want to do it in a way that's going to work best for my own members and for my association?
Right, right. So, do you have examples of some organizations that have been in that process and have made some decisions?
Well, I can tell you that the furthest along is an association in Michigan and one of your members.
Yes.
SBAM,
right.
Small Business Association of Michigan. In their particular case, they have four levels of membership, ranging from no-cost membership up to, you know, several hundred dollars a year. And each one of their levels of membership, you know, has different benefits that are available. And, of course,
okay.
If you go up the chain of value, you get more and more of the benefits.
Yeah.
And so what SBAM, I believe, is going to be doing is making the member-to-member capability available to the top two tiers of membership that they have.
Mm-hmm.
They're going through the question now of, is that, you know, do you just fill out, if you want to participate in member-to-member, do you just simply have to fill out a quick questionnaire and say, here's the products and the pricing I'm going to make available, or are they going to have a little bit of a more rigorous evaluation process? That's part of the strategic element of what they're figuring out today.
Right, right. So any association can create their own strategy on what's right for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Because all of your members are different.
That's right.
They have different objectives. They have different needs. They're in different places in their evolution.
Right.
And so here's a big thing for how we run our business, Cheryl, and I think in working with you over these past 7 or 8 years that I've seen with MSAE, and that is that we and you are not prescriptive.
Right.
Our job is to bring opportunities to the table so that our membership base, our customer base, can make the right decisions for their needs. And we want to give them options so they can make the best choices. And I think that's, frankly, one of the reasons why our relationship works so well.
Yeah, Great. Thank you. All right. We've got a couple other people that I want to introduce. So with you is Ann Sanji. And Ann is the marketing manager. And here with me is Denise Ambergy. And Denise is the executive manager of our for-profit subsidiary and our CFO. And ladies, I'd like to have you interject a little bit on your thought processes on how this is going to be rolled out to members and how members can take advantage of it. So, Anne, let's start with you. Are there any specific things that you see that we need to do? And I have to admit, we are right up against a break. I only have a minute and then we'll come back and finish up. But anything quickly that you want to make sure our members are able to do to be able to evaluate the program?
I think visiting the site is going to be the best way to evaluate it. And you'll be able to access it through the MSAE website.
Okay. So, Denise, where will they find it on the MSAE website?
It is under the purchasing area where you can have member benefits. And it's right next to where the office depot used to be.
Okay.
It replaces that.
Great. All right. We'll be right back. And ladies, we're going to hear more about your whole marketing philosophy on this. You're listening to us on Association Impact on Michigan Business Network.
Now I hate mosquitoes, black flies, or even worse, and the flies of Lake Superior are...